This morning on WCHL, everything is frozen over and roads are very slippery out there. We'll get the latest forecast that looks ahead to some thawing temperatures. I'll also let you know important information about abandoned vehicles being towed and where to find them. We'll bring you today's closings, cancellations, and delays. And we'll check in on the latest from the towns and businesses recovering from this winter storm. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carver Road traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, UNC women's basketball team proved Monday night's win against Duke was no fluke with a beatdown at Pittsburgh last night. And
the Disappointeds meet Saturday at the Snowy Smith Center.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
32 degrees this morning, 6:07 at WCHL, and another really cold day, but it's going to be a little better. Sunny today with a high of about 40 degrees, but let's get the forecast from Kathleen Carroll of the National Weather Service. Kathleen, what can you tell us about today's weather?
Well, for today, for the morning hours, we have a winter weather advisory out until 10 a.m., and that's mainly for black ice, like spots on the roads, that sort of thing. So we want people, if they don't have to be out, to put that off, and if they are going out, to be extra cautious and leave a little extra room between cars in front of you and all that. For today, we can expect highs to rise into the low 40s with plenty of sunshine, so hopefully we'll see a good bit of the snow melting away. And then tonight, we see temperatures dip down back into the mid-30s, and so just a chilly day, but should be sunny and pretty nice.
I got a very clear indication of what the roads were like today when I went out and tried to scrape my windshield. Just a thin sheet of ice on the windshield took forever to get it clear, and that's pretty much what's happened on the roads. Any moisture that was there is completely frozen this morning.
Yeah, and the danger is that it looks like the roads are clear, you know, where the plows have gone through and there's no snow on the roads. You know, it looks fine, but there's actually could be a thin layer of ice on there, and that could cause some problems. And, of course, areas where it's still slushy, that maybe it is refrozen and all of that, those are problem areas too. But it's a little bit more dangerous when it looks clear and dry and it's actually a sheet of ice, so...
Kathleen, this may be one of those days where people get overconfident. It looks like it's clear. Looks like everything is so much better, and then everybody goes out and tries to drive around like normal, and that's just not a good idea.
Now, people definitely want to be taking a little bit of extra careful precautions this morning. So try not to get ahead of yourself and just use your common sense and take it easy.
Well, just to clarify, we're not expecting any more precipitation, are we?
Not of the frozen variety, not at least for the next 24 hours or so. We do have a chance for some rain to move in more towards tomorrow morning, but that should be all liquid.
Okay, well, thank you for all that you and the other folks at the National Weather Service have been doing, keeping us on top of this situation, and let's hope we don't have to deal with anything like this anytime soon.
All right, you're welcome. We hope so, too.
Kathleen Carroll, National Weather Service office in Raleigh, and that is the very latest on the forecast. Looking ahead at the forecast, we have a 70% chance of some precipitation in the morning. And that's tomorrow, but not today. Not expecting anything today. Hopefully everybody will try and get back to normal by the end of the day. You can't say anything is normal because so many things are shut down. And we have all the school announcements to pass along to you. The Chapel Hill Carborough City schools are closed today. Alamance Burlington schools closed. Chatham County schools are closed. Durham Public Schools are also closed. Hillsborough Christian Academy will be closed today. Pace Academy, Orange County schools closed. Orange Charter School closed today. St. Thomas More Catholic School will be closed. UNC Chapel Hill classes for today. Now here's another very unusual circumstance. Classes at the university are canceled for today and offices are closed. So you know when the university is closed, it is a very serious situation. Over at Duke University in Durham, Duke University classes have been canceled for today. They are operating under the severe weather policy, and that is extended until 5 p.m. today. So those are all the announcements we have to pass along to you as far as the schools, etc., are concerned. We have all that information on our website at chapelbrew.com. Back with more news in a moment on WCHL. It is 6:11. Good morning.
What do cows and clutter have in common? Both can help you eat more chicken. Between now and March 1st, gather up sterling flatware, gold and silver jewelry, and spare coins. Bring it to Jewelry Cycle in University Mall, right next to Chick-fil-A, and we'll give you a cash offer on the spot, plus a coupon for a free Chick-fil-A sandwich. There is no obligation to accept either, but it's a jewel of an offer. Best one you'll get till the cows come home. Jewelry Cycle in University Mall. Bring in your bling and get some moolah, plus a chance to eat more chicken on us.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey-rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
What I like about Diamonds Direct the most is that Diamonds Direct is truly a diamond importer.
Paul Tacorian, president of Tacori, the most sought-after engagement rings in America, talking about Diamonds Direct.
They have the largest selection of diamonds that you're going to find anywhere, and they have a huge selection of designer engagement rings.
And that selection, says Paul, is critical for guys.
Guys are going to spend a lot of money on a ring, and 70% of women don't like the engagement ring that they have because it's just a plain, generic ring. They want something that's beautiful, unique, and differentiates them from everyone. Else.
Diamonds Direct is proud to be a Tacori Platinum Partner with handcrafted unique designer rings, unbeatable value, and a world-class shopping experience.
Every single person that works in this store, when you come in, you'll see, has such a great passion for helping and informing the customers. What makes Diamonds Direct unique amongst all retailers across North America is that they truly have the largest selection of diamonds that they directly import. And they have every single designer under the sun that you can imagine in their store.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. North Carolina Department of Transportation crews from the eastern part of the state have come to the aid of their colleagues in Central Carolina as the second wave of snow and ice hit the triangle yesterday, and they've done a heck of a job. Marla Roth of the North Carolina Department of Transportation talked with us late yesterday to talk about how those crews were responding to the winter storm and how they were all doing their best to help out. Marla, I guess on a day like today, your job is a real challenge, isn't it?
It definitely is, Ron, and it's a pleasure to be with you today. And I heard you talking about the state of the roads, people who have their abandoned cars on the road right now. You gave some really, really good advice. But what I can tell you this is the Department of Transportation is working with IMAP. Now, that is the Incident Management Assistance Patrol. The trucks, they're moving cars to the shoulder where possible, and like you said, moving them off into a driveway. But in other cases, the Highway Patrol and the local law enforcement, they're coordinating with towing companies to move these vehicles to a safe location. So if you have a car that is out there, if it's abandoned within city limits, what you need to do, what your listeners need to do is call their local police department. But if the vehicle is off the roadway, not considered a safety hazard, it will not be immediately towed, and those drivers can track down those vehicles by calling the State Highway Patrol. And I'll give you that number if you'd like it.
Sure. Sure.
It's 919-733-3861, and I'll repeat that for you, 919-733-3861.
Marla, I know that the DOT really got out ahead of this storm because we had plenty of warning on it, and for once, the forecast was exactly right.
Isn't that something?
It happened exactly when they said it was going to happen, and it happened to about the intensity that they had predicted as well. But I understand that now you're bringing in extra crews to deal with all of this. Tell us about that.
Well, it's really a team effort and something that I'm really happy that they do this statewide. If you remember, 2 weeks ago, the eastern portion of the state got really with the storm. In the western portion, wasn't affected. So what the Department of Transportation Secretary Tony Tata did, in conjunction with all of the crews, he put the available crews that weren't needed to keep that area safe in the west and transferred them to the west. Well, now it's turnaround time. The few teams that are available out in the east, they're coming to this portion of the state to help us right here in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, in this region, to help out, because we're expected to get it the most. What's funny, Ron, is we look out our windows right now and we see all of this snow that is piling out on the east. What they're dealing with now is flooding. Temperatures are in the 50s. The snow is melted. So their concern right now is low-lying flooding in those areas. So they do have a few crews that are available to come our way to help us here.
And to make that whole scenario even stranger, we're expecting temperatures here next week in the 60s.
What is that all about? I would think some of the people in Chapel Hill are beginning to look for spring break.
Go figure. This is really crazy. Well, if you try and get out there today, you know, you look at the roads and it looks like everything is all clear. That is not the case. There is a thin coating of ice on everything. And if you want to just exemplify that, just get an example of that really quickly, all you have to do is just try and scrape your windshield. It'll take you a while, I promise. If you are forced to abandon your vehicle anywhere inside the Chapel Hill town limits during Wednesday's snowstorm and you couldn't get it yesterday, it was not impeding traffic or plow crews. It's likely still exactly where it was, according to a news release from the town of Chapel Hill late yesterday. We talked to Police Chief Chris Blue about it, and vehicles that are still in the roadway and are a danger to crews had to be towed. They were trying very hard not to tow vehicles, but they had to tow some of them, depending on where they were. Town officials warned the roads are still hazardous today. If you planned on waiting until today to go in and find your car and get it back to where it needs to be, you might want to wait until this afternoon after it warms up. So we are going to have temperatures going up to about 40 degrees before this day is out. As of late yesterday, they'd only towed about a half dozen cars from town, and those were only because they were in locations where they were a danger to others and really causing more of a problem. The town's essential employees, including public safety officers and public works employees, have all been continuing their important work to address storm issues and assist people. A lot of people have worked a lot of hours in the last 48, and they're continuing that important work today. Public Works and North Carolina Department of Transportation crews are plowing and replowing and salting and sanding the primary streets until the bare pavement is achieved when they can. As I said, a thin coating of ice on all that stuff today. So it is deceiving out there. Excuse me. 619 at WCHL. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about what's going on. We have sports coming up. Tar Heel women got a win last night in the Dean Smith Center over Pittsburgh, and that was certainly good to see. We'll tell you all about that as well. A reminder, go to our website if you like the list of all the closings and that sort of thing. It's there at chapelboro.com. It is 619.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do box breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
If you run an office, you've probably got new problems every day, and you're always looking for new solutions. Hi, I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI. locally owned and operated in the Triangle for almost 60 years. We specialize in solutions. Our equipment is top of the line, our staff is highly trained, and it's all local, so there's no waiting around. And we take pride in developing long-term relationships. I should know. I've been there for 10 years. Visit us online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
This is WCHL. It is 6:21. And time to check traffic and weather together. And you will be happy to know that Rand Northam is here. He made it in this morning as well. And Rand, it's a little slick out there. Rand,
sliding away.
Yeah, I was actually getting ready to come to work this morning, and I get a text. Be careful, it's really slick.
That's right.
And of course, it was Rand who had just gotten to the radio station, I guess. And you were right.
Well, you know, the issue right now is that, especially what I noticed out in the parking lot, is that you can see that everything was salted. It just looks like, you know, you've got those circles where, you know, where the salt was. Mm-hmm. But none of it is liquid anymore. It's all frozen over. And that includes the roadways. MLK was just like a skating rink. I mean, it's a sheet of ice right now. So, and I found myself going a little bit faster, being overconfident. Now, some areas are wet. There's in the intersections a little bit. It's more wet. There's a lot more salt there. They made sure to focus on those areas. But, I mean, it's very, very slick. And just one slip and you're going to spin out of control. And once you get into that spin, you're not going to be able to recover. That's really the most dangerous part. So now I would say is actually the most dangerous time of driving throughout this storm.
Yeah.
Because it's all ice. We don't have the snow to slow people down. And, you know, you think of getting stuck in the snowbanks or in the heavier snow and that being a problem. Well, that's really not the problem. The problem is driving at these faster speeds and spinning out of control and hitting a light pole or something like that. So stay off the roads until the temperatures warm up this morning and things can clear up a little bit more. Right now, we're not seeing any problems, but there's very few people out on the roadways. And I hope that stays the case. Most everything is closed this morning, at least getting a late start, if nothing else. So use caution, drive safely, and stay off the roads until we warm up a little bit.
Hey, it's also going to take you about 10 minutes to clean your windshield. So
that's true.
That was really, really hard this morning. I wasn't getting anywhere. I wasn't making any progress. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, what's going on here? And then I realized that there was like an eighth of an inch of ice all over the windshield, and it was really hard to get off.
Yeah, so. And it's you know, we drove to Durham last night, saw the Book of Mormon at DPAC, and I got to say, the crews have done an amazing job of clearing the roads, because as far as the thick snow is concerned, the 6.5, 7.5 inches of snow that we've gotten here in the area, that's all gone, but everything has refrozen. So they've done what they can, and they'll continue to spread salt this morning and try to clear everything up, but you just got to let those temperatures rise this morning and allow Mother Nature to help out with this cleanup.
All right, well, listen, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you in just a little while here.
Sounds good.
excuse me. It is 6:24 at WCHL, and we'll turn to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast. It's pretty much what you think. We still have a winter weather advisory in effect until 10 a.m. Sunshine today, high today about 40, so it is going to be warmer later on in the day, and more of this stuff will melt, and the sunshine will really help, too. Tonight, partly cloudy, and then cloudy with rain likely after midnight. Overnight low in the middle 30s, though, not freezing. 70% chance of rain likely, and chance of rain throughout a portion of the day tomorrow, in fact. And partly sunny in the afternoon. There is that mention of snow still in the forecast for tomorrow. Possibility, 20% chance. High temperatures tomorrow in the upper 30s, and some strong winds kicking up to about 46 miles per hour as the day rolls on tomorrow. So, it is 6:25 at WCHL. We'll tell you about the Tar Heel women's victory over Pittsburgh last night. Coming up right now, time for the Osgood File.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. A lot of our technology depends on increasingly tiny parts to function. How about if we could make something so small that it could actually go inside your body and start roaming around battling disease and helping you be healthier? Say hello to Dr. Nanobot. The doctor will see you after this. Identity theft is still the fastest-growing crime in America, which is why I'm a LifeLock member. Let me tell you something I've learned. An identity thief generally needs three things to steal your identity: your name, social security number, and date of birth, and they are not hard to find. Security breaches, when businesses' computers are hacked and records are stolen, happen almost daily.
Consider all the places that hold on to your personal and financial records, your bank, your family doctor, online stores. The list is endless, which is why it's so hard to protect yourself on your own. Identity theft is a global problem, and it can happen to you. I've protected myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too. Visit LifeLock.com for details and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock and mention Osgood. Call 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
When you think of robots, maybe you think of the big clunky ones like the robot from the TV show Lost in Space.
Danger, Will Robinson! Danger! No, Will Robinson! Danger!
But researchers at Penn State have been thinking small when it comes to robots. In fact, they're working with robots that are so small that they're known as nanobots, the tiniest robots ever created. In the first successful experiment of its kind, they've now inserted what they call nanomotors inside live human cells, and they're using ultrasonic waves to propel them and magnets to steer them around. One big hurdle the experts had to clear was the fact that previous nanobots that could operate in liquids were also toxic. That's not something you would want running around inside a human cell. After some hard work, they managed to create what they call rocket-shaped metal particles and put them to work on human cervical cancer cells, essentially as housekeepers. The goal is to get them to destroy rogue cancer cells and help stop the spread of that disease. Eventually, nanobots might be used to deliver drugs to living tissue or maybe even perform surgery on a cellular level. And if we're really looking at science fiction turning into science fact, there could someday be small armies of nanobots inside our bodies, taking care of our cells and helping us fight disease. A single nanobot could be sent to a specific location where it would do one specific job. It would be minimally invasive surgery, for example, on the smallest possible scale. So next time you think of a robot, don't think big. Think small. Really, really small. The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, just 2 years ago, no one wanted to buy real estate, but that really changed in 2013. What happened?
Actually, a lot. The economy started growing, the stock market roared back, rates remained low, rents continued to climb, and people were simply less anxious. The buyers that were waiting for the bottom saw sales prices climbing, and they stepped up.
Kit, you are so smart. Inventory was really tight all year. Investors saw low rates and high rents, and they swept up a lot of property. Unusual competition for people looking to buy their own home. And buyers who did nothing in 2011 and 12 saw the writing on the wall.
It's going to be an interesting year. I'm telling buyers to get pre-qualified now by local mortgage brokers that I know and respect. Rates won't be low forever, and sellers need to start getting their home ready for the market now. Don't wait until March to start this process.
Kit Ballew, ladies and gentlemen, all business, all the time.
Oh, Sammy.
Franklin Street Realty, why would you call anyone else?
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Call ahead and we will have it ready for you. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, choose from pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add home-style sides and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh. See Dickies.com for details.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. Save half off, $20 worth of food and drinks, available now for $10. Oasis is located in downtown Carrboro in Carmel. But at night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. Oasis features organic coffees, aromatic teas, wines and beers, homemade pastries, chocolates, quiches, and more. Many options are also vegetarian, vegan, and or gluten-free. It's half off from Oasis. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Well, good morning. It's bottom of the hour at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carpenter weather. Brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. Wouldn't you like to have a cup right now? It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Well, we still have a winter weather advisory until 10 o'clock this morning. We're right there at the freezing point, 32 degrees. There is a thin coating of ice on just about everything out there. So even though the roads might look good, don't get overconfident. There's a lot of slickness there, and therein lies the danger. People getting overconfident and thinking, hey, I can drive in this one. That is not the case. It's going to be sunny today. It's going to warm up to about 40. Tonight, partly cloudy, and then More clouds rolling in after midnight. Overnight low in the middle 30s, but a 60% chance of rain tomorrow. And yeah, there is a possibility of some snow tomorrow.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Now the cleanup after the big storm in Maryland.
I let the dog outside this morning, and she got lost in the snow, so first we had to shovel the backyard.
In Boston, this guy tried to shovel slush.
I know, originally from Southern California, so it's a lot different, yeah.
Shoveling hard-packed icy snow in Wilton, Connecticut. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy says he hopes winter ends before his highway salt supply does.
We will have a reserve for one storm. Under normal conditions, that would be fine. But we're being told by the salt suppliers that they're not locating additional salt. So that's the problem.
Still a half million power customers with no lights, many in the south. In Brooklyn, a man was clearing snow using one of those Bobcat vehicles.
We will have a reserve.
He goes back and forth, turns around, goes in a circle. He's crazy. And then he goes on the sidewalk.
The vehicle killed a pregnant woman. The baby she had was delivered by C-section, but he's now in critical and stable condition. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 6:32 at WCHL, 32 degrees in Chapel Hill. Winter weather advisory remains in effect until 10 this morning. At that time, we should have some sunshine in here, and it's going to warm up today and melt some of the stuff away. Our high temperature today, about 40, but we do expect some more precipitation over the weekend. Right now, we heard from Kathleen Carroll, meteorologist with the National Weather Service, just a few minutes ago, and here's what's happening with our forecast.
For the morning hours, we have a winter weather advisory out until 10 a.m., and that's mainly for black ice, like spots on the roads, that sort of thing. So we want people, if they don't have to be out, to put that off, and if they are going out, to be extra cautious and leave a little extra room between cars in front of you and all that. For today, we can expect highs to rise into the low 40s. With plenty of sunshine, so hopefully we'll see a good bit of the snow melting away. And then tonight, we see temperatures dip down back into the mid-30s. And so just a chilly day, but should be sunny and pretty nice.
I got a very clear indication of what the roads were like today when I went out and tried to scrape my windshield. Just a thin sheet of ice on the windshield. Took forever to get it clear, and that's pretty much what's happened on the roads. Any moisture that was there is completely frozen this morning.
Yeah, and the danger is that it looks like the roads are clear, you know, where the plows have gone through and there's no snow on the roads. You know, it looks fine, but there's actually could be a thin layer of ice on there, and that could cause some problems. And of course, areas where it's still slushy, that maybe it has refrozen and all of that. Those are problem areas too, but it's a little bit more dangerous when it looks clear and dry and it's actually a sheet of ice. So,
Kathleen, this may be one of those days where people get overconfident. It looks like it's clear, looks like everything is so much better, and then everybody goes out and tries to drive around like normal, and that's just not a good idea.
No, people definitely want to be taking a little bit of extra careful precautions this morning. So try not to get ahead of yourself and just use your common sense and take it easy.
Well, just to clarify, we're not expecting any more precipitation, are we?
Not of the frozen variety, not at least for the next 24 hours or so. We do have a chance for some rain to move in more towards tomorrow morning, but that should be all liquid.
And we might also want to think about the fact that there is a possibility of some snow tomorrow as well. But again, temperatures are going to be above freezing. It should not cause any problems. Rain probably on the way by tomorrow morning. Again, sunshine today and high about 40. Hopefully a lot of the stuff will melt away today. Now, according to the Chapel Hill Police Department, there have not been any incidents overnight with folks getting involved in wrecks or that sort of thing. There are still a lot of vehicles out there that are abandoned, and I would imagine that this afternoon might be the time that folks go out and try and get those cars back to where they need to go, because yesterday they were not able to, and today, later on today, and especially, it should be a lot better. And maybe everybody will be able to get those things back to normal. As far as schools are concerned, they're pretty much all closed University of North Carolina classes are canceled again today. You know how unusual that is. And also offices at the university are closed today. At Duke University, classes are canceled. A severe weather policy is in effect until 5 p.m. today. The public school systems, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, closed today. Alamance Burlington Schools are closed today. Orange County Schools are closed. Chatham County Schools, Durham Public Schools, those are all closed. Hillsborough Christian Academy is closed. Pace Academy, Orange Charter School, St. Thomas More Catholic School, all those schools are closed. So just keep that in mind. Pretty much all the kids are out, and it's another one of those snow days. Everybody gets an opportunity to enjoy, hopefully. So far, things are looking okay this morning if you try and get out and about. First of all, remember, it's going to take you more time because it's going to take a long time. If your car's been sitting outside all night, you're going to take a long time to get the ice off your windshield so you can actually see, because there's a thin coating of ice there, and you won't feel like you're making much progress, but you know, you can do it. It's just going to take a while. And second of all, the roads are very slick. A lot of black ice out there that you don't see. You think you're looking at just plain old pavement. And that is not the case. Carborough Fire Chief Travis Crabtree joined WCHL's Aaron Keck late yesterday to talk about the ongoing rescue operations the department was performing at that time in response to the dangerous conditions across Carborough. Crabtree said this winter storm is as bad as he's seen in about a decade.
Talk about and tell us what you and your crew have been doing today, what your day has been like, just sort of helping the town and the community dig out from under all of this and just making sure that there aren't any really significant emergencies and being ready to respond to them if there are.
Well, our personnel here at Carborough Fire Rescue has spent the majority of the day helping stranded motorists. Lots of folks got out early when they probably shouldn't have. Usually poor tires are to blame, and non-four-wheel drive vehicles. And they were getting stuck quite often, and my personnel helped to push them out, dig them out. If they had a decent vehicle that had an anchor point, we would try to pull them out. We have winches and chains with our fire trucks, and we have, in fact, crews just walked in the door from getting too freed up just a minute ago. You know, sports cars like BMWs don't tend to go well in this type of environment.
So how many people are out there working for Carborough Fire Rescue right now?
We have probably 15 on duty right now, staffing four separate vehicles to be out and about. And that is not including myself. I've been tied inside with the telephone and the computer trying to keep folks informed.
And have those people been out all night long? Have their people been working straight ever since yesterday afternoon?
Yes. They have gotten in cat naps, but they have been working pretty much straight through.
It is just really incredible the work you guys do, especially every single day, but especially on days like this, it really becomes evident and apparent and really, really obvious to everyone just what a great work you guys do, especially on days like this when so many people are stuck. I was driving around just to get to and from work earlier today and just seeing the sheer number of cars stuck on the side of the road. And this morning and this afternoon, especially this morning, cars that were stuck on the side of the road that had clearly been left and abandoned all night long, and just the sheer number of them just blew my mind. Have you seen anything? Do you remember seeing anything like this with the sheer number of cars being stuck?
The volume would have to go back to, it was either 2000 or 2001 when we had the 16, 18 inches of snow and sleet that hit the ground. It was similar in nature at that point. But, yeah, this is the first time in the better part of a decade.
Wow. So we're speaking with Travis Crabtree, by the way, Carborough Fire Rescue. And what advice can you give to people who may need to go out or are thinking about going out on the roads for the next little while?
Well, for right now, for the next 3 hours or so, the ground is currently thawing. We're just above freezing, holding around 33, 34 degrees, so the ground is conducting a little bit of thawing, but about 6 o'clock, we're going to have a refreeze, and you're going to have a whole lot of black ice. A lot of places, if you're on the main thoroughfares, you can travel well, but as soon as you get ready to turn off into subdivisions or out in the county on county roads, where DOT has not had an opportunity to get to yet. They're going to create substantial challenges again, and with the rain of this thawing, traction is going to be even less than what it was before.
Again, that is Carborough Fire Chief Travis Crabtree speaking with Aaron Keck. Late in the day, yesterday, situation pretty much the same now. Haven't had any precipitation as of late, but there was a thin sheet of ice on pretty much everything. So everybody just be careful out there. If you have to go anywhere today, just be advised that there is a lot of black ice. You're not going to see it until you're right on it. So just please drive with extra caution. Jim Groves, director of Orange County Emergency Services, said last night that a number of 911 calls had subsided somewhat compared to the previous day when the first wave of the winter storm was pounding Orange County. Orange County EMS also activated a second phone line, 919-245-6111, for people to reach the department and get whatever information they needed. Groves says this took a lot of the load off the county's telecommunicators.
Well, a lot of what we try to do is get the word out to have people, you know, be prepared for this, have a plan, you know, make sure they've got safety things in place if they use alternate heat or alternate power or things like that. And then, you know, if something bad happens, our job is to be able to respond to help them immediately.
Due to the fact that the water and snow, whatever was on the road, has refrozen overnight, Grove says we're certainly not out of danger yet.
As far as emergency services, we've got our staff ready to go. This is stuff that we do day in and day out. We prefer not to do it in the snow and the ice, but it's just one of those things that we've got to carry on with. We'll get back on our feet. We'll get our supplies restocked. We'll get our rested back up, and we'll be ready to go.
Groves advised Orange County residents to just stay home if possible and check on relatives and friends, especially those who are elderly or who live alone. Just take a few moments to check in on them and make sure they're okay. It is really slick out there this morning, and we do have good news. Our forecast calls for a high temperature today up to about 40 degrees. That means that with the sunshine, the rest of this stuff is going to start to melt away, and we do expect some more rain coming particularly tomorrow, but the temperatures will be well above freezing, so that shouldn't cause any problem. 6:43 at WCHL, we have Inside Carolina Basketball for you coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carborough for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
At Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, we care about you.
Hi, this is Lida Coleman.
This is David Huntoon.
And this is Mark Brown.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown has been right here in Chapel Hill since 1975.
Our CPAs and advisors are ready to help you answer all of life's financial questions.
From tax planning to estate planning.
From starting a business to selling a business.
From saving for college to saving for retirement.
The world is changing. Let us help you find your way.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Our people make the difference.
Well, we wanted to say congratulations to the Tar Heel women's basketball team. Got a very handy win last night over Pittsburgh, 86-50. And Walter Storholt, the voice of the Tar Heel women, is on the air right now. We're going to be talking with him more about that game next hour, in about a half an hour from now. But Walter, right now, I wanted to talk to you about the roadways because I know you've been out there driving this morning. Tell us about it.
Yeah, just arrived at work in Cary this morning, drove all the way from South Durham, South Point area. So anybody headed this direction, do be careful on I-40 because I tell you what, black ice is kind of bad on the bridges. There were a couple of times where I, you know, you're going along fine, everything seems great, and when you go over those bridges, all of a sudden you start to feel that loss of control creep up on you. And the city roads, the black ice, at least here on the Cary side of things, is pretty bad. So I'd imagine pretty similar conditions all throughout the area this morning. Just kind of sneaks up on you as you're going around a curve or going around a turn. It's one of the worst, I don't know, black ice events, I guess I would say, that I've seen in a couple of years. I don't remember it being as widespread as I've seen this morning. So do use extra precaution, but I'd say it was almost as tough getting around this morning as it was yesterday morning. Yesterday, at least you had some traction with some snow and that kind of thing on the road. But with the black ice, you're really just driving sideways. So do be really careful. If you're hesitant about driving in that kind of stuff, you may want to leave a few extra minutes this morning, especially if you've got some back roads to navigate.
Well, you know, the really dangerous thing is that it's so deceiving. It looks like it's all clear, and then all of a sudden you're upon that ice that you can't see. I mean, it's just really invisible. It looks like it's clear pavement, but it's not.
And when you're not expecting it, that's when you tend to overcorrect and have that panic button get hit a little bit harder, if you know what I mean, where you're trying to, why am I sliding? And when you overcorrect, that's when you get into trouble, whereas at least when you're on the snow and stuff, you know, and you start to slide, you know why it's happening, and you can kind of tell exactly what you need to do to correct it. Sometimes with the black ice, it's difficult to tell how you're sliding. So, yeah, it's a little trickier, a little bit more dangerous, especially stopping on black ice. It seems to me to be even harder than it was in the snow over the past 2 days. So do be careful.
Well, Walter, I'm glad that you got where you were going, and we will look forward to talking with you next hour about the Tar Heel women's basketball game last night. Great win for the Tar Heels.
Yeah, it was a fun win. Look forward to talking to you about it, Ron. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much, Walter Storholt on WCHL. It is 6:47. I'm Ron Stutz, and let's talk about Carolina men's basketball. Tar Heels had a little bit of a disappointment earlier in the week with the game against Duke being postponed to February 20th. That'll be next Thursday night, and let's catch you up to date with Roy and the boys right now.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina begins a stretch of 4 games in 8 days, tomorrow against Pittsburgh at 1 o'clock in the Smith Center. The Tar Heels will likely see some zone defense at some point during this dearth of games. So does Roy Williams think his team has improved against the zone?
We have been practicing a great deal against the zone because we haven't shot the ball very well. We've added a few more set plays this year than we've had in the past. And I think that the kids are getting a little bit better to understanding what is a good shot and what's not a good shot against the zone.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Heels have seen zone since Carolina is not the most gifted team as far as shooting the ball this year. But Roy Williams has not felt the need, this year or any year, to seek help from a non-staff member to improve shooting.
Well, every staff I've ever been on, including when I was here as an assistant, Coach Bill Guthridge was in charge of shooting. When I went to Kansas, we had one guy in charge. When I've been here, it's been Jared, now it's Hubert. The guys on my staff know a lot of basketball, and I trust them. The players trust them. They can coach a guy to shoot the ball better than anybody from the outside. So I've never brought anybody in from the outside, basically because I've never thought that that guy was as good as who I had on my staff. And that's the way we do it.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Okay, I'm all set for a full Saturday of kitchen remodeling. Step one, fix the countertop. Step two, update those cabinets. That's okay, it's under warranty. Step three, modernize the floor. My wife's gonna kill me.
Hi, I'm Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions. Why tackle remodeling yourself? Let Cederberg Kitchens and Additions guide you through the whole process. Visit us at cederbergkitchens.com.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. I'm pleased to report home sales are jumping, and so are we. 2014 is off to a great start, with many more homes being sold as compared to this time last year. I predict we will have an awesome winter and spring market. If you're thinking about selling or purchasing real estate, please contact us today, 919-933-8500, or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
All right, then it's time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. You know who else is good to go? Rand Northam.
Hey.
He's always good to go.
I try to be.
Yeah. How you doing?
Doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Recovering from the marathon day on Wednesday.
Yeah. And you navigated yourself to work somehow today. And
somehow.
Things are going to get a lot better today with the sunshine coming up.
That's true. We're going to have to wait until then for that to be the case,
yeah,
though.
We'll tell you about the forecast in a moment, but right now, what's happening in the roadways?
Well, really appreciate Walter Storholt calling in and giving us that report. He hit it right on the head, because there are lots of issues out there as far as treacherous traveling. We do see a couple accidents right now. One is at I-40 at Wade Avenue. That is right at a major intersection there.
Yeah.
Also, the second, just a little further west than that, I-40 at Harrison Avenue, actually a pretty major intersection there as well. We're not seeing any slowdowns because of it, and actually mostly just because there are few cars on the roads right now. But just assume anything that looks wet is frozen this morning. That will get you prepared, because that's mostly true this morning. NC-54 westbound right now is seeing a little bit of a delay between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road. Estes Drive heading westbound, seeing a delay between 15501 and MLK. Those are just minor to moderate delays, and might not actually be delays, but more just slow traffic at this point. People driving a little more cautiously, and that is a good sign this morning, because there are very, very slick conditions. Again, traveling in on MLK this morning, it looks wet, but it's just a sheet of ice. I think they could do the Olympic figure skating here in Chapel Hill today on all our roadways because of all the slippery conditions. Really, really bad out there. So give yourself some time this morning. If you are trying to go anywhere, don't do so until after the sun rises. That would actually be the best bet. Really, there's not many places to go this morning, especially early. So just sleep in a little while, and then after the sun comes up, warms up a little bit, the road crews will be out there spreading salt again to warm everything up as well, and get it more to a liquid state than the solid state it's in now. But we will see very treacherous conditions throughout the morning. If you see anything, if you are traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by sending us a tweet at WCHL or giving us a call at 919-967-8363. And as always, especially now, we ask that you do any communication with us very safely.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you in just a little while here.
Sounds good.
And WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef on high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Metamot Village. 32 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's going to warm up today. Our high today about 40. We'll have a lot of sunshine tonight, partly cloudy with rain likely after midnight. but the temperatures are going to remain above freezing. Our low will be about 35. Chance of rain is 70% overnight, and then there's a big chance of rain tomorrow as well, and maybe even a little snow mixed in there. But again, the temperatures will be above freezing, and it should not cause any problem for us. Time now for celebrity birthdays. WCHL got a few of those to talk about. Television personality Hugh Downs is 93. Actress-singer Florence Henderson is 80 today. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is 72. Jazz musician Maceo Parker, 71 years old today. Journalist Carl Bernstein is 70. Television personality Pat O'Brien is 66. Magician Teller of Penn & Teller is 66. Actor Ken Wall, 57. Actress Meg Tilly, 54. Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Kelly is 54. And let's see here. Actor Simon Pegg, 44 years old today. Actor Matt Barr is 30. Rob Thomas, the singer, 42 years old today. Got a local celebrity celebrating a birthday tomorrow. That would be Randa Whitley. Happy birthday, Randa. Randa is our celebrity birthday winner of the day, and she's going to get a $10 gift certificate to the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Meadowmont. Happy birthday, Randa Whitley, tomorrow.
Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen, and who's the love of your life? Could it be Freddie Kiger?
Will you be my Valentine?
No.
Oh!
I won't.
Ouch!
I'll be your friend. I ain't gonna be your Valentine. Okay, somebody out there is your Valentine.
I hope so.
I know that.
Hey, remember that when you were in grade school and you were asked, you know, to make a Valentine to everyone, and you went by and you drop it in their little sack.
You probably gave out hundreds of those things, didn't you?
Well, I mean, you know, it was kind of cool. It was kind of nice, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe we all should do that. Maybe you should hang a sack outside of your house or by your mailbox and let people just kind of make a short little thing. And
that'd be kind of creepy. It would encourage stalking.
Oh, it would be. Yeah. I'm watching you.
Either that or nobody would come. Nobody would do it.
Oh, that'd be worse, too. Yeah, okay. So maybe that's just
hurt your feelings.
You okay over there?
I'm okay. I'm getting a little choked up. Just
right, here's our question, guys.
Uncle Ben's converted rice doesn't fit into that.
It's the only thing I can make. Hey, I hope everybody has a happy Valentine's. Hope you have a Valentine person to love and to be feel good and close to.
Yep.
All right, here's our question. It does concern Valentine's Day. Since the Civil War, folks have been enjoying some of the sweetest ways to say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Name the company that's been around for a long time who makes Candy Sweethearts Conversation Hearts.
All right. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer to the question. What's the name of the company that makes those conversation hearts for Valentine's Day?
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
This new tax code, all these separate forms, I'm really going to need help with my taxes this year.
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
I'm ready to start my new business, but where do I start with all this paperwork?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
How can I be sure if my family's taken care of after I'm gone?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Hi, this is David Huntoon of Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown. If you've got money challenges, our team of CPAs and advisors is ready to help you answer all of life's toughest financial questions.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Our people make the difference.
I'm going to admit, I could not come up with the answer, but, you know, there are other folks who know it.
Oh, in this community, of course.
Yeah.
You know, this.
Yeah. They know everything.
This beacon of light. Well, we asked the company that's been around since the Civil War who makes the Candy Sweethearts Conversation Hearts. And, of course, Necco.
Necco.
Necco, the New England Confectionery Company.
That's the name of the company that makes those conversation hearts.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina basketball.
Alley-oop to McAdoo.
on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
News, I'm Frank Sedapenny.
I don't want any more snow.
Well, most of the snow that buried the Northeast is gone, but some parts of the region are still getting sleet and rain in the hard-hit Baltimore area.
Waking up to 2 feet, in some places more than 2 feet of snow.
WBAL's Robert Lang tells us that snow is still coming down.
The first snow that fell yesterday was light and fluffy. The second round is heavy and wet. And I already saw one area where the heavy, wet snow brought down power lines.
More than 500,000 homes still don't have power. Most are in Georgia and South Carolina. In Allentown, Pennsylvania, Mayor Ed Pawlowski wonders where he'll find the money to pay for snow removal.
This is tax.